Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 7th of March 2018, and this is the 761st Mole Out Loud podcast. It's another really beautiful day. It's about 23 degrees now, a light wind and an almost clear blue sky apart from some fluffy white clouds. It's been such a lovely day, I've kept kind of wanting to just go off on my bike somewhere and enjoy it, and I haven't done it, and actually now it's too late in the day. I do have a little walk ahead with my walking friend who can't really walk at the moment, so we're just going to drive up part of the way to Knocklofty and do a short loop on the flat. So I will be spending some of the day outside, but I'm a bit cross with myself for not grasping the metal. Is that right? That doesn't quite sound right. Yes, I think it is grasping the metal before now. I think tomorrow is supposed to be lovely again, so there's time to do that. And maybe what I do need to do is make sure that I plan something this evening so that when it comes to tomorrow, I'm all prepared. I'll just arrive at my front door. I've been at the cafe doing a bit of writing, and the rubbish people have been, so excuse the rolling. I think yesterday I was podcasting just before I was going to do a big cutting, pruning thing, and I did manage to fill up the bin. So now I have to roll it to my neighbour's because it's her turn next time. At the last minute yesterday, the person who was coming caving rang to say that he wasn't going to be able to make it. And last time that happened, I was all ready to go, and so I just wrote for the 3 hours on my own, which was fantastic. But this time I still had some pruning. I still hadn't quite finished filling the bin, and so I continued outside for about another hour and a half, and then I did other things. I did things that needed to be done, but I didn't do any writing, which, well, it was a pity. It was a pity that I didn't, but I was pleased to have done the other things that did need to be done too. It's become much more complicated now that there is this alternative cave, sometimes, but not always, and they only put their notices up on the afternoon of the day that they're planning to hold it. So I can't plan for it, and my inclination is just to ignore that one and continue with mine. But if other people are going to go to that one, then mine isn't really going to exist. So I'm trying to work out how best to organize it. As it is, we've made another arrangement to have one on Thursday here, and I know that that doesn't coincide with any other. But in the future, I think I almost need to accept that it's going to be there, and if it isn't, then I'm the default place. But yesterday what they were planning to do was do an hour and a half or so of writing and then go to the pub. And for me, that doesn't really work. I want a much longer period of focused writing, and I don't really want to socialise. That sounds very antisocial of me, but one of the nice things about writing for a few hours in the evening is that you go to bed with your mind still filled with the writing, and quite often things mulch overnight. But if I then do something quite different, that won't happen. So it's in a state of change, and as you know, if you've been listening to these podcasts for any length of time, change is not my strong point. And I do feel that I have now found a really good way of keeping me focused, and I need to, I was going to say hold on to it as much as possible. I don't quite mean that, but really organise my life so that it is possible for that to happen as much as possible. So we'll see. There may be other ways. I need to just investigate and not get cross and see how we go from there. One of the people who was first in on the writing that I am doing at the moment has just been visiting from Geneva. Well, is here at the moment, staying with family. And we caught up for a coffee this morning. Well, not coffee, a whole breakfast this morning. It was wonderful. It was so lovely to see him and see the life of the writing that has been happening since I last saw him, which is many years ago, actually, and also how his life has evolved in that time too, and my life has evolved in that time. And we've known each other for a very long time. I think I first met him when he was about 13. And we moved his family, and my daughter and I moved into this conjoined house, his family on the other side and me on this one. And that was 25 years ago, so it is quite a long time. But since then, our two paths have crossed in strange ways. He went to Europe as a young man to study at the Sorbonne in Paris. And at the time, I would go and visit my family from in Switzerland and England. And on one of those visits, I was in London. I was just coming back from a conference on suffragettes. It was a dark winter evening. And actually, it wasn't suffragettes. It was on crime writing, and I remember. And there was no one about. It was near Bloomsbury Square. I think I was it was Russell Square. And I was just going to the Underground, and I bumped into him. And, I mean, I knew he was in Europe, but I thought he was in France. And so we sort of wandered through the fog together, talking and chatting, and then he went his way and I went mine. And it really didn't strike me until I got home what an absolutely extraordinary thing that was to have happened. It felt so natural for us to bump into each other in one way, and then really it wasn't. And our lives have crisscrossed a bit like that a few times, and he's been in Geneva the last probably 11 years, 12 years. And the last couple of times I've been in Europe, or twice I was in Europe for 6 months at a time, with the death of my father and then the death of my mother, their illnesses and deaths. And we would meet, this friend and I would meet, we would catch trains to Geneva or Bern, depending on who was doing the travelling. And it felt like a bit of coming home to me, although going to Switzerland is like going home for me as well. The circumstances were quite grim, and there was something really lovely about knowing someone so well who was a neighbour, and also being able to just talk as if we were outside what was going on in both our lives at that time. So it's been a very lovely friendship, and it still is, even though years pass in between us meeting. So that was my treat this morning, was having breakfast at my local cafe with someone who knows my other home, and has met my family over there, and the two worlds meet. So I feel quite connected today. I feel quite connected, the two sides of me, which I'm often not. Either I'm completely ignoring one, or I'm feeling pulled between the two. So feeling both of them together is really lovely. I think that's all from me today. I think I need to spend some time just being with what has been happening and what is being said, and just prepare myself for a lovely walk this evening, with not very much else that is going to be demanding today. Thank you very, very much for listening. I do hope that you've had a good day too, that if things have been happening in your life that are strike you deeply in some way, I hope that you give yourselves time to be with those thoughts and don't have to rush away from them. Today's Wednesday, isn't it? So yes, I will be talking to you again on Thursday, and I really look forward to it.